Hello, everybody. Welcome to the 21st, yep, count it, 21st episode of Collegeville Conversation. I'm your host, Jason Phelan. Recently, the Philadelphia Phillies have been hot, so you know we have to discuss them here on the CC. But first, a word from our sponsors. So like I said before, in this episode, we're going to be talking about the Fightins. We're talking about the Fightin' Philadelphia Phillies, a.k.a. first place in the National League East holders. So now the Phillies have just came off of an 8-game winning streak to take the National League East, take first place in the National League East. They just won today by a score of 2-1 over the Los Angeles Dodgers, taking one of the three. I'm very enthusiastic about the Phillies right now because of how well that they are playing. You know, I really hope that as a Phillies fan that they can snap their 10-year-long playoff drought and make the playoffs. The only way that they can make the playoffs, though, is if they win the division. Because they are a heck of a games back in the wild card if they were not in first place. Now, let's take a look at the Phillies' schedule the rest of the way. They have the Cincinnati Reds next, which I think that they can take 2 of 3 in that series. The Reds are a pretty good team as well. They are 61-52. The Phillies are 60-55 now. Then after that, they got teams like the Diamondbacks, which they're not doing too well this season. They're in the bottom of their division. They have lost about 80 games now. They're 35-80, by the way. Then they got the Padres, which could be a good challenge. And then they got the Tampa Bay Rays and the Diamondbacks again. And to start off September, they got the Nationals and then the Marlins, which I think that is a pretty easy schedule for the next few weeks. Hopefully the Phils don't play down to the level of those teams and lose. Because there's not many divisional games left for the Phillies in terms of playing the Mets. They only play the Mets 3 more times. And that's in a series in September. So it's very, very crucial that from here on out they take every single game that they can. Because as of right now, their lead in the National League East is a half a game over the Atlanta Braves. Which they don't play the rest of the way. So it's very crucial for them to control what they can control and just win. Simply just win. Go 1-0 every single day. And the rest of the way through, after the Brewers, they got the Rockies, the Cubs, then, as stated before, the Mets, then the Orioles, then the Pirates. My mistake, they actually do play the Braves after the Pirates series. And then the Marlins to finish out the regular season. Most of those teams are sub-500 teams and are near the bottom of their division. So I think the Phillies definitely could win more often than not in that stretch, hopefully, and take the National League East crown. But once again, it is on them if they want to do that. Let's just talk about how well Bryce Harper has been playing. He's been batting near 400 since the All-Star break, and he is gunning for that MVP. He's arguably the hottest hitter in baseball right now. He is proving right now why he is worth every single cent of that 13-year, $330 million contract that the Phillies gave him back in 2019. It's just amazing how well he is playing right now. And people thought that he wasn't going to be worth that much money when we signed him. And he always steps up. He always steps up in this sort of environment. Always steps up when the Phillies need him most. And that is worth any amount of money. All right? It's just what every single team wants. Aside from Harper, Zach Wheeler. He is probably the Cy Young favorite or the Cy Young favorite that is not named Walker Buehler right now. He is 10-6 with a 2.42 ERA, and he is leading the league in with 181 strikeouts. He has just been pure dominance recently. If you saw the way he pitched on Roy Halladay's number retirement day, he shut out two-hit shutout. It's like they said, it's like Roy Halladay had his hand on him, and I agree. That's a game that Roy Halladay would pitch on the regular. He was that good. That great. Very Roy Halladay-like. I think that Wheeler will win the Cy Young. I really do think he'll win the Cy Young. He is listed as the favorite. I think that if he continues to lead the league in strikeouts, he'll be given the edge over Walker Buehler. He's got to keep that ERA below 250, and he's just got to keep winning. I think he'll win around 16 games, which is a great total. But I'm not even going to wonder how the Cy Young race would be if Jacob deGrom was healthy. I think everyone knows deGrom would probably get the Cy Young award. But with Zach Wheeler playing the way he is right now, pitching the way he is, he's also leading the league in innings pitched with 156 right now. He's also leading the league with 3 complete games and 2 shutouts. So he is just pitching out of his mind right now. And the Phillies, with their pitching staff that they've had earlier on, that was pretty good for them. I like the fact that they added Kyle Gibson at the trade deadline. He was a great, great addition for the Phillies. The Rangers, they traded him. They weren't going anywhere anyway this season. Kyle Gibson, he is 8-4 on the season if you combine his Phillies and Rangers stats. And he has, what kind of an ERA is he at? His ERA is pretty low as well. His ERA with the Rangers was 2.87. It is 3.81 with the Phillies. That is still very great. He has pitched well for the Phillies as well. So that was a much needed addition for the Phillies to continue on and add with Zach Wheeler and Aaron Nola. Aaron Nola also pitched exceptionally well recently against the Los Angeles Dodgers. Too bad he could not finish that start due to a rain delay. Pitching 4 innings, only allowing 1 hit, and striking out 7 batters in 4 innings. That is just phenomenal work by him. You could not ask any more than him. We wish that he could continue that start. Going back to Bryce Harper, he is gunning for that MVP. People are criticizing him over his low RBI. Over his low RBI total. Right now he's at 46. He's got 21 home runs. But, you know, I don't think it's really fair to criticize him for that, considering the fact that there has not been that many people on base when he is up most of the time. That's why he's had so many solo home runs. So, with Tatis out, I think that the award is Bryce's to win, as long as he stays hot and keeps going. All in all, for the rest of the season, I believe that the Phillies will be fine. I think that they are capable of winning more than 90 games. They're not going to win 100 games. They're definitely going to win 90 games. But based off how their schedule is for the rest of the year and if they can keep playing at this level, I think that they can run away with the division if they keep playing at a high level. Thank you for listening to this episode of Collegeville Conversation. As always, I'm your host, Jason Phelan. We'll talk to you next week.